I just perceive, I don't know, you know, if you are very conversant, and this is not talking about world politics. I was having a conversation with our second son, and I said, do you know what's happening in Ukraine and Russia? He said, I don't do politics. That's what he told me. I said, but you know what's happening? He said, yes, that one nation is attacking another nation. I said, that's very true. But do you know that that's actually what Jesus said will happen in this time we are living in especially? It says there's going to be rumors of war. If you begin to read the Bible from the book of Matthew chapter 24, you will see line by line the things happening in our world today spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ even over 2,000 years ago. Nations will fight war against another nation. Pestilences. The world just came around from, you know, a bout of, and it's still there, the you know, virus, whatever you want to believe, whether it's a conspiracy or no conspiracy, people are dying and the facts are there. The figures are there. Something is killing people. We have seen so much deaths, especially since the year 2020 up until now. And if you read and if you are sensitive, and you study from Matthew 24, everything Jesus said is happening. And he said these are the signs of the end. Whether you believe it or not, what Jesus said, we can see. Just go do a little bit of homework and read from Matthew chapter 24, read 25, chapter 26, 27, and 28. It is scary, people. Really, really, really scary. But then I will not want us to be ignorant of these things that are happening, because the accuracy of what Jesus spoke about, we are seeing it live before our very eyes during our own lifetime. And you know, one of the things I've learned, you don't need to believe in the law of gravity. If you jump up, you're going to hit the floor. Whether you believe or not, the law of gravity will pull you down. And it's the same way when people say, I don't believe, I don't do God, I don't, you know, there's nothing like, you don't need to believe. What the word says, what Jesus has spoken is happening, whether you believe it or not. So right now, I just want us to pray, okay? I've been seeing, you know, all over social media, pray for Ukraine. Pray for Ukraine. And I was telling my wife, is it only Ukraine we're praying for? Let's pray for Russia too. There is a leader who has sent his people to go and fight another country. So there's going to be a backlash, not just on the leader, but on his own people. So we're going to pray for Ukraine. We're going to pray for Russia. And guess what? It's going to affect you. It's going to affect me. We were driving this morning and I was telling, you know, my family that they're saying, oh yeah, if America should attack Russia, then that's World War III that's happening. Look, America does not need to attack Russia. World War III, or whatever all what will lead to World War III is happening. Okay, they're not attacking Russia, but now they are sending military supplies and aid. So is that not indirect attack? Listen, people. Whether you believe it or not, it's going to affect you. And that is why the Bible says we should pray for those in authority, that we may live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So if you think, oh yeah, it's happening in Ukraine, it's happening in Russia, it's not here, Europe is affected, America is affected, the whole world is going to face the backlash. And if you think the whole world is talking about some people outside you, no, you are in this world. It's going to affect you. Please, I want to crave our indulgence. Unless you are carrying a baby, you can sit down. But if you can stand, please stand and let us pray. I don't know how we'll pray, but you know, let's just do what the Bible says. Pray for all those who are in leadership position across the countries and the nations of the world. Let us pray for them that God, as according to his word, the hearts of kings are in the hands of God. He turns it wheresoever he wills. So, Lord, we just pray for every leader. Let's start with Russia. Let's start with Ukraine. And all every nation in the earth, you can remember. Pray for them. And what are we praying? Lord, touch the hearts of every leader in every nation of the world. And Lord, let them begin to do your will. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Please pray. Pray. If I ask you to pray for a miracle, your voice will be louder. Please pray. It's going to affect you. It's going to affect your children. It's going to affect me. Pray. Father, we don't know what is happening, but you know. We cry to you. Every nation of this world, we bring Putin before you. We bring Zelensky before you. We bring Lord Biden before you. President Biden. We bring Boris Johnson. We bring Merkel. All the leaders of all the nations of the world. This war is happening. You said it will happen, Lord Jesus. But in this time, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Lord, because this is affecting everybody. It's going to affect us. It's going to affect our children. It's going to affect every nation. Lord, we want quiet. We want peace. You said when we pray for those in authority, so that we will live a quiet and a peaceable life. In all godliness and honesty, we see the news. We see innocent children. We see helpless people. We see them dying because of a senseless war, because of ego of man. Let your fear, let your dread come upon all the leaders of the nations. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, if you have to remove any leader right now, we decree you are the one who sets up leaders. You are the one who removes one. If you have to remove any leader at this time, remove them. Remove them. We decree every leader at this time, living in all the nations of the world, who will not yield to your will, who will not yield to your counsel, remove them. Remove them. We say, let their candle be removed. In the name of Jesus, let them be removed, that we may live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Lord, we're on this earth to enforce righteousness. We're on this earth, Lord, to let our light shine, to bring your kingdom from heaven unto the earth. We pray for peace, quiet in our nations, in our families, in everything we do. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you. You raise up kings. You remove one, you put another. We decree, according to your word, whatever we allow on earth is allowed in heaven. Sorry, whatever we allow, yeah, and whatever we disallow on earth is disallowed in heaven. Lord Jesus, you taught us to pray. The summary of prayer is that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So right now, Lord, you know what is happening. You know what your heart is. You know what your counsel is. At this time, you said there will be war, we can see. But Lord, at this time, let only your counsel stand. Amen. Let every leader that will not yield to your will be removed. Amen. We decree and join all the saints praying across the world. Yes, Lord. Any leader that will go against your counsel, Lord, as it is in heaven, and the way you want it to be on earth at this time, let every such leader, we remove them now in the name of Jesus and replace them with those who will do your will. We pray for all human beings across the world at this time. More than anything, through what is happening, reveal your glory. Let every soul know you. Let people not perish senselessly. Let them come to the knowledge of the truth. Let the whole earth, we pray, be covered with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Amen. As the waters cover the sea. Amen. Father, glorify your name in all this. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And everybody said, amen. So shall it be. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. We will do everything and try to cut everything short in righteousness today. Divine innovation has been the word we have been running with to the glory of God. Last Sunday, there was divine chaos. Let me just put it that way. I came with a slide I came with a message, systematic, everything, sent the slide to them. We came here, we started praying, we started singing, and miracles began to happen. And according to the word of God, you need to see what happened this week. On Monday, even right from that day, a family in our midst, you know, in the area of jobs and things like that, God touched the family, you know, three people in one family. And, you know, the most awesome one is this. Can you imagine a 17-year-old now being appointed to become a supervisor, to be supervising adults? One of the children, I can't call him a child anymore now, he's a boss. One of the young children in this church, 17-year-old. Only God can do that. That was happening while we were praying, worshiping here today. The same family, jobs open in the name of Jesus. Somebody in this church, on Monday, a job they did not apply for, a senior management role, they were confirmed that, look, you know what, we were replacing somebody who's on that job. You take up that senior management role right in this church to the glory of God. And I said, God, please don't leave my family behind. And in my family, and individually in my family, God, a miracle, a job. They got the job on Monday. On Friday, they got another one. To the glory of God. I'm telling you, so many things just happened during the week. So many manifestations. Somebody texted me, I have not slept for days. I slept for the first time like a baby. Slept. I just slept off and I woke up. I'm refreshed. What about people who have been oppressed? Oppressed by demons, demonic attacks. All these things just are seasoned. And let me tell you, if you have not caught that fire, when I say fire, it's the fire of the Holy Ghost. We are taking our place. We are not beggars. We are not begging. We are taking our place. The Bible says he has made us to be seated together in the heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. We are seated with Christ Jesus. So we take our place of authority. Listen, yesterday during the 6 p.m. prayer altar, we've raised the prayer altar. We've been praying every single day since January. And please let me just sound a note of warning. If you have not been praying, and you think your business or whatever you're doing is what's preventing you, the devil has simply given you something else to worship. And you don't really realize it. Anything that is worth your time means you are worshiping that thing. The time to pray and you are running doing business. That's not business, that's busyness. Busyness. There is an hour of prayer. We've declared it, we've been praying, things are happening. I will just counsel you, join you. And enjoin you, please pray. Pray without ceasing. That is one way we connect with heaven. That is one way we bring heaven on earth. That is one way we take our place. Enough is enough. I'm telling you, I'm so angry and I've never prayed like this since I gave my life to Christ since 1986. There is just the urge, the urgency, and we are seeing miracles. Listen, you've not seen anything yet. Miracles are happening here. At the moment, things are happening. When you get home, there will be confirmation. Amen. Listen, just step into the miraculous because things are happening supernaturally. Supernaturally. Because we are the church, a city set on a hill. We cannot be hid. This is the time that God gave us a word manifesting the glory of God on the earth. God desires to manifest his glory upon you, within you, through you. On this earth, you know, the Bible says the whole nations have been waiting, groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the true children, sons, daughters, matured children of God. Enough is enough. I've told us in this church, I am done with religion. I'm no longer interested in religion. Please, the Bible says God adds to the church such as should be saved. If you are not saved, if you are not sure of your salvation, please cry out to the Lord and cry and say, Lord, just save me. I want to be saved. We are not a business center. We are not a club, a religious club. We are the body of Christ, the ground, the pillar of truth. We are a city set on the hill. We are no longer hidden. We are manifesting. We are taking our place. We are no longer beggars. We are not begging for positions. We are not begging for places. We are not begging for properties. We are taking our place and manifesting the glory of God. That is why he placed us on this earth. Please lift up your hands right now and ask God for a miracle. A miracle. I must take my place. I must manifest your glory. Lord, and if you are not saved, you don't know what it means to be saved, just say, Lord Jesus, save me. Just say, like I prayed when I was an 18-year-old boy, Lord God Almighty, if it is true, God, that you exist, then reveal yourself to me and let me believe you. If you reveal yourself to me, I will believe you. So whether you're watching online, whether you're in this auditorium, listen, you need to get to a place where without any shadow of doubt, you know that you know that you know there is a God, the God who rules in the affairs of men, the God who created the heavens and the earth, the God who said to man, things are impossible, but with God, nothing can be impossible. You need to get to that place, according to Hebrews chapter 11, where those who come to God must believe that he is. And is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Because without faith, we cannot please him. Listen, Lord, I want to know you. God, if you are real, reveal yourself to me. I need a sign. I need a miracle. I ask you right now for a miracle. And Father, I thank you for great things you are doing, great things you have done. You have done the things you are doing, the things you have done. Lord, we call them into physical manifestation. Amen. And I pray for signs. I pray for wonders. I pray for miracles. I pray, oh God, as we connect to you, let our spirit man come alive. Let us begin to see what you are doing, what you can do. Let us, like Jesus, say, truly, we can do nothing except what we see our Father do. And Lord, what do? You do the miraculous. Father, thank you. For these signs will begin to follow every one of us. In your name, we will cast out devils. We will take up deadly things that will not hurt us. We will do marvelous things. We will point people to you, our lives reflecting your glory in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray, whatever word you've placed on my heart, I don't know anything except what you reveal. As I hear, and I speak, as I speak, confirm your word with signs following. In every heart, in Jesus' name. Amen. See, I'm just going to be a little bit innovative today. And that's why I'm all dressed up like this. Thank you all those who admired what I'm wearing and what my wife too is putting on today. Somebody divinely innovated, created this, designed this, and then I'm wearing it. Miss Wura, can you come? Let them see you at home. I wanted to see how beautiful my wife is, okay? Miss, why did you stop clapping? Why the envy? Hey, what's happening there? Please check that sound. I don't like that sound. Now, somebody, or is it the battery? I don't know. When I do that, when I do that. When I do that. Okay. Is it the battery? What is it? It's the mic. Is it the mic? I think people are even complaining online that the audio is fluctuating. Sorry, everybody online, Linda, Patrick's. Okay? Please just confirm to us that the sound is good. Now, it's not doing again. All right. Okay. So somebody sat down and designed this. And we're wearing it, and you're admiring it. So what if the person did not sit, put this design into place? You wouldn't have anything to admire. We're talking about divine innovation. And that's why I chose to dress up like this today. I don't want to just preach. I want you to see a demonstration of what we're talking about. Now, if you look at mine, T-shirt. Okay, start it again. Maybe I should stop doing this. Like a gamma lizard. If you look at my T-shirt, please, what do you see? SD 2020. At the start of the pandemic in 2020, I was just leaving my college where I used to lecture. That day was my last final day. I heard God tell me to leave the college and start, whatever he's going to lead me into. 12 years. It was a difficult decision. But as I went in that day and I was packing my things the last day, I just began to receive an inspiration design, because it was at the, during the lockdown. The college was opened just for me to come and pack my stuff. And as I was packing my stuff from the college, I began to receive an idea that what's happening now? Everybody's talking about social distancing. And everybody, the government, they're telling people 2 meters distance, this, that. And I heard, create a game that people can play while social distancing at 2 meters. And the ideas began to come. It was like I was downloading. And I rang someone who I knew, who's into IT and all that. The guy was in America. I think I woke him up. And I said, I've got this idea. And I was literally talking to that person online. Since 2020, we've been working on the game. Very soon, some people have played the game. Please, if you have played the social distancing game, the physical one, the digital one, see? We've been testing it. It's going to be out soon. And you're going to pay me for it, okay?
Amen.
Say amen. Only my wife said amen. What's happening here?
Amen.
Anyways, just, it was an idea. It came and we began to work on it. And I want to thank all those who have been working with us on that game. So it was called SD 2020. SD stands for what?
Social
distancing 2020. Why 2020? Because that was when it was designed. So watch this space. We are not preaching. We are not just preaching. We are living and putting these things into practice.
Amen.
So thank you, everybody. Please celebrate my wife, my only wife. Amen. We'll be 24 years married in 2 weeks' time. Yeah, 24 years. And I tell people, I'm not joking, I am enjoying my marriage. I'm telling you. Am I the perfect person? No. Am I meek, gentle, like Jesus? No. You can ask her. You know, I tell people, do you know there are times when my wife would tell me, please, don't go out today. You know, I just want you to stay in the house. Just be with me. Always going out, talking to people, counseling, praying. Just stay today. And I would try to give reasons. Well, then I will stay. Then Dr. Uche, there are days, she will say, don't you have somewhere to go? I just need my space. Just call some, counsel some, go and pray for some. Just leave the house. Leave the house. Marriage is fun. If you know how to be creative. I'm telling you, I don't even know why I said that. But a lot of people are going to get married this year in this church. More babies to dedicate. More families to expand, to grow. Please ask God for a miracle that's got to do with family. That's got to do with family. Marriage, children, you want a new house, you want something, your children, you want them to return home. You want them to come to the faith. Just pray right now, miracles are happening. The master innovator is coming to your level. Ask and keep asking, seek and keep seeking. Knock and keep knocking. Ask. It is those who ask that receive. It is those who seek that find. It is those who knock that is open unto. Father, open the windows of heaven as we ask. Lord, I pray a receiving. As we seek, I pray a finding. As we knock, let doors that were shut begin to open.
Amen.
To the glory of your name. In Jesus' name. All right. We're going to do a vote at the end of the service, but between now and the end of the service, I don't want us to be distracted. We ask people to design the banner for next month. Every month we know the word that God is already going to speak with us, speak to us, and expound to us. So for March, the word God has given us is manifesting the presence of God on the earth. Manifesting the presence of God. So we threw out this banner challenge, asking anybody who can design to design a banner. So we had, I think, about 7 entries. Is that right, Debbie? Where's Debbie? 7 entries. Okay? So all the 7 entries will be displayed to us at the end. We want you to vote because the voting, and we send those banners out. If you're on any of the church media platforms, the WhatsApp, you will see all the banners from banner A to banner, is it G? All right, banner G. So you have that to vote. So people have started voting, but then we want our online audience and those in the auditorium to be able to vote. So we're going to display them, then you can vote, okay? And then you can choose which banner. The banner with the highest number of votes wins, and it's going to be an open ballot, okay? So wins, so that is going to happen. And then also, by the grace of God, we are looking at a new innovation on how we will engage our children. So one of the groups in the project, Isaiah 60, that's a project that we asked everyone who can join. You have your skill. Somebody else has a skill, talent, and gift. I bring my gift, my skill, my talent. You bring your gift, your skill, your talent, and we together sit down together and carry out a project, an innovative project that will bless lives. So people have signed on to it, and the different groups are coming up with different ideas. And we are going to implement them by June. These projects will be up and running. Anything at all to change the society. Anything at all to make life better. To create solutions to solve problems. Some are looking at ideas have come about how they can help people who are refugees. Now there's a refugee crisis looming now. People are looking at homelessness to tackle that. Some are looking at, you know, even teaching people how to play musical instruments, one of the groups. And one of the groups that has the highest number of children came up with a breakfast club. So we are going to be having a pilot project of the breakfast club. I think Dr. Adela Patrick is watching. So please, if you can text the details of what people need to do, and then we'll see it online, we'll say it. But somehow we'll send registration forms out, and I think the pilot project will be for children between, I think it's 5 to 9 years old. They will have a breakfast club meeting next Sunday. Please clap. Clap, bro. How old are you? 12, sorry, it's not for you. Yours will come later. So we're going to be doing it in age groups. So next Sunday, if your child is between 5 and 9, forms are out. They will have a breakfast club. It's a Christian breakfast club, and we will ask them to invite their friends. So they will have breakfast, and they will have breakfast with Jesus, and they're teaching themselves, learning, and eating. Oh, how I wish I was 5 years old all of a sudden. Okay? Don't worry, yours is coming. So that is one of the divine innovations. Okay? I don't just want to preach today. I want us to see the practice of what we've been talking about. So the details will be out for that. I've talked about the voting, so wait for that. And guess what? Our football academy is taking another dimension. From next Sunday, after service, male, female, ladies, gentlemen, we are going to fire feet down the road, 3 to 5 p.m. before the 6 p.m. altar. We're going to play footy. Dr. Uche, I select you on my side. Say amen. Amen. That amen was not deep. It came from here. So where's our football coach? We encourage sports and fitness. That's our football coach there. Please celebrate that young man at the back. Camera, catch him. Catch him. Turn your camera. Catch him. Catch him, quick. Please stay where they can catch you so they can see you at home. Catch him, catch him, catch him, quick. That's our coach. So we will just go and have some exercise down the road at the fire feet. Please go and register before they book that slot. In the name, I blocked that slot now. So it's just the way we're coming out. It's March, it's spring, and we're springing. Amen. One of the divine innovations we have as a church is it's been an outreach for years where we just invite people from outside, from everywhere. We organize tournaments, and we bring people together to keep fit. And guess who's going to be the referee next week? It's going to be Sister Onome. She's a qualified PE certified trainer in the name of Jesus. Say amen, Sister Onome. Amen. She's going to be the ref next week. So both male and female, you are welcome. We'll go to Fire Feet. It's down the road. After the service, we're going to change and go to Fire Feet. And there's going to be fire. And you're going to be fit. Amen. All right. I think that's all the... All right. So we've been talking about divine innovation, and I'm using a slide. Today, I want to talk to us about the principles and patterns of divine innovation. Holy Spirit, help me to make a quick walk in righteousness in the name of Jesus. Principles and patterns of divine innovations. Listen, if you want to innovate, that is, create something new, there is a set of pattern, a heavenly pattern, and some principles to follow. If you understand these patterns and understand the principles, you will find out at every point in time, you will be able to create solutions and solve problems. So I want to give us something very practical, something very real, and we're going to look at Jesus, the master innovator. And our text today is taken from John chapter 2, the same scripture we have been reading. The first miracle Jesus performed when he turned water into wine. The very first miracle. And what I'll just be sharing with us today are some nuggets. The principles, the patterns. Listen, when God was going to divinely inspire a man called Moses to build an altar, he took him up on a mountain. And then the Bible says he showed Moses on that mountain a pattern to build his altar, his tabernacle. And God now told him, make sure what you are building, I'm paraphrasing, is according to the pattern I showed you on the mountain. Now, that is one thing I want us to hold on. When we defined innovation, okay, let's quickly run through what's an innovation. It's a new idea. It's a method. It's a device. An innovation is the introduction of something new. During the pandemic, they introduced into our vocabulary social distancing. By the Spirit of God, I got an idea from that vocabulary inspired by the Spirit of God. The game is very interesting. You can play it online. You can play it on your device. You can play it physically where you exercise, and you will be fit. Anybody can play it, family friendly, gender, not gender specific. You can play it as a board game. Very interesting. Exercise, decision making, all the things it takes, you know, problem solving skills. And thank you, we've got a certified, what do you do, Yeti? Mrs. Cruz, what's your profession again? She's a physiotherapist, and of course she's my physiotherapist. The time I injured something, she nursed me back to life. You know, thank you very much, Yeti. She helped us physiotherapically look at the game, and she made a report of all the things the game helps to tick if you are exercising. Heart something, she came up with so many medical jargons. And then, of course, my very GP, Dr. Patrick, that's my personal GP. I always boast about Pastor, I said Pastor. Yeah, Pastor Patrick. David Patrick, where are you? I miss you today. Listen, I always say this, if I lay hands on you and you don't get healed, and Dr. Patrick lays hands on you, you will get healed. Which way? He's a doctor, I am a divine doctor. Amen. So both of them have examined this medically and physiotherapically. That's a divine word. I've just innovated. Okay? And all the things it takes. And I've looked at it from an educational perspective, psychological perspective. It helps with problem solving. It helps with decision making. It helps with team building. It ticks so many boxes. Please, where are those people who played that game again? You've played it before. The physical one. Please help me celebrate all these people. They tested the game. Please, was the game worth it? Was it worth it? Okay, all right. Somebody's saying you're advertising your innovation. Excuse me, we're talking about divine manifestation. It means I manifest. I appear. I tell you what I can do. I tell you what I've done. I'm creating solutions. I'm solving problems. We're not just preaching it. You want to be fit? You want your stomach to go down? In fact, that's the secret of Kingsley's stomach. Suddenly vanished. He played the social distancing game 3 times and his stomach went boom. I saw his stomach last week. I was shocked. My goodness, during that pandemic, you know, people added weight. The day I saw him, in fact, when we tried to play football when there was a bit of ease, the guy couldn't run. No, I'm not exposing you. Kingsley, I'm not. Honestly. But the social distancing game will help you. You will just 3 minutes, half, each half. After 6 minutes, you'll be panting. After 6 minutes, you know you've exercised. After 6 minutes, you've exercised your brain, your heart, your mind. Please clap for me. Clap! You know what Paul said? Paul said our preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but a demonstration of the Spirit and power. I'm telling you what I've done to the glory of God. So a new idea, a new method, a new device, introduction of something new. When you put divine and innovation together, we came up with this definition, the application of a new idea, a method, a device, through the inspiration, the wisdom, the help, the power of the Spirit of God. That's the Holy Spirit that brings benefits and healing to mankind. And thank you, Ezekwe Nanakalu. He innovatively added something to that definition. What did you add to it? Where's Ezekwe? He's gone to nurse a baby. Oh, that's in there. He's a nursing father. Yes. What did you add to it? To add value to mankind. So he's bringing benefits. Please, where's the slide? Is the slide on? Okay, let them see the slide. So it's adding. What's my definition again? Please just show it, okay? Let me go on my own slide, okay? It brings benefits. Whatever you innovate, whatever you create, it's bringing benefits. It's bringing healing. It's adding value. The Bible tells us there's a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty gives understanding. Job chapter 32, verse 8. And when you see Proverbs 8:12, it talks about us having the knowledge of witty inventions. The King James Version puts it that way. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, Jesus went about doing good, healing all those who are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus was going about innovating, creating solutions, adding value, bringing benefits, bringing healing. So you create an idea, you develop it, you put it into practice, and people are blessed. People are healed. People, value is added to people, people's lives. There are all sorts out there right now. And I'm telling you, especially online, it's not really adding value. It's even making people sad, keeping people isolated more and more, and making the mental health of people go further down and down and down and down. That is one of the things that came out of the pandemic. People's mental health started deteriorating. And I think one of the groups in the Project Isaiah, they're tackling that. How can we help people battling oppression? I mean, what's it called? Depression. A lot of ideas. People, it's your time to manifest. Think about an idea, a divine idea, that the Spirit of God would drop into your heart. So that's the definition. So what are the principles and patterns? Let's look at Jesus. I will just paraphrase because of our time. Jesus came to a wedding in the place called Cana, in a town called Galilee. The wine finished. And when the wine finished, Jesus' mother went to Jesus and said, their wine has finished. And Jesus told the mother, why are you coming to me? It's not yet my time. And the mother of Jesus did not argue with Jesus. He went to the servants. He said, whatever Jesus tells you to do, do. Whatever Jesus tells you to do, do. Please lift up your hands and say, whatever God tells me to do, I will do. Okay, thank you. And then Jesus spoke to the servants and said, okay, there are 6 water pots there. Now, the pots and the water in the pots were meant for Jewish ceremony traditionally to for cleansing, for washing. In those days, when there's a religious program or event or service, when they go into the synagogue, they have water they wash before they go to pray. They wash. When it's an eating event, everybody washes. And they sit and eat together. So the water pots were there for those traditional religious use for washing. But listen, Jesus told them, go and fill those same water pots that's meant for another purpose. And then the Bible said they filled it. He said, fill it to the brim. They filled it. The next instruction, Jesus said, take some water out of those pots. They took water, and he said, go and give it to the master of ceremony, the governor of the priest of the feast, like the chairman or chairperson, the master of ceremony of the wedding. Serve. And the Bible said the servants did everything, right? They didn't argue. And the Bible said when they served the water to the governor, he tasted it, and he made a profound statement. And I'm not quoting verbatim, but he was wondering, wow, how come you kept the best wine till the last? Usually the tradition is bring the best wine out first, and then you can start serving, you know, the remnant. But you have reversed the situation. This is not the norm. Now, divine innovators are not people who are trying to bring things back to normal. They're trying to be, they innovate so that things, they bring things back to better. They don't follow the norm. They usually will go against the norm. What's the normal use of the water pots? What's the normal use of the water? Washing. But that was the same thing Jesus turned into wine. If you want to be a divine innovator, learn some of these principles. Okay? I'll be quickly going to tell us, and I'll just go into what I call nuggets. I've got some on the slide, and I'll be reading some of them here. Now, we're going to compare two things Jesus did. This was John chapter 2. Further down in John chapter 6, Jesus innovates again. What did he do? He fed thousands of people. There were only 5 loaves, 2 fishes. And he used the 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed over 5,000 people. The men were 5,000. We will see the pattern. We will see the principle. If you get it, then you get it. Okay. If you don't get it, you don't get it. There's this video circulating. If you don't get it, you don't get it. But I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, you're going to get it. Amen. I said, you're going to get it. Amen. I said, you're going to get it. Ah. You get it. Ah. That's not divine innovation. That's noise. I've seen preachers. Listen, it doesn't have to be spectacular for it to be supernatural. It doesn't have to be woo! In that still small voice, without anything spectacular, in the stillness of your heart, in your bathroom, bedroom, driving, living room, God can give you an idea. Without you seeing a vision. I didn't see no vision that day. I was just sitting, packing my things, and social distancing. You can create a game. This is how people will exercise, 2 meters distance. And I began to write them down. It was like I was downloading something. So don't wait for the spectacular. Now, let me go line by line. Holy Spirit, help me now. Okay? I've said these innovators are not people who are always trying to get things back to normal. Innovators are people who are always looking for how to get things back to better. A lot of people, some people made a lot of money during the lockdown, pandemic, everything, no face mask. You know, I remember immediately the pandemic hit, I began to call some people I knew. I said, face mask. There's business in face mask. Some people caught it, you know. There's one of our lovely daughters who caught it. She said the money she made making face masks, she was making designer face masks. In fact, I think I still have it here. People were ordering for it. Designer face masks. During lockdown, when you are locked down, and some people are getting depressed, some people were getting, I wanted to say oppressed. They were going up, pressing up. When there is a crisis, listen, there's an opportunity. When there's a problem, that's when divine innovators get inspired. It takes problems. So what problem is around you? You can solve it with the help of the Spirit of God. Stop talking. One of the things I put there, divine innovators don't talk about problems. They talk to the problems. Like God. When the earth was without form and void, darkness was upon the face of the deep, there was emptiness. God did not start talking, why is the earth empty? Why is the earth dark? Why is the earth formless? Oh, you know, some of us are very good about talking about our problems. Let me tell you, the more you talk about your problems, the more the problem will magnify. But the more you talk to the problem, you speak the word of the Lord to the problem diminishes rather than magnifies. We must learn to innovate like God. Divine innovators, innovators are constantly creating. Most times they appear as those going against the norm. Jesus went against the norm. Water pot, that's not normal. Water, give from the water pot. Water meant for washing, serve to the governor. That's not normal. Okay? Now, I love this. If you can bring the next slide. Divine innovation is always looking out to, listen, doing good where things were bad. Okay? Doing better where things were good. Doing best where things were better. Doing excellent where things were best. Manifesting the glory of God where things were excellent. So divine innovators, yeah, they see something bad, they make it good. They see something good, they make it better. They see something better, they make it best. They see something best, they don't stop that. Yeah, like, well, I'm the best. Excuse me, that's history. They go further and make it excellent. They see something excellent, guess what? They make it glorious. Manifesting the glory of God. Stop talking about your problems. I don't like people. You know, by the grace of God, I'm a pastor, and of course, I deal with problems. I love problems. I love trouble. Why? Because when people bring trouble or problems to me, I'm thinking of solution. I'm not there to sympathize with you. I'm not there to, I'm sorry, so they slapped you. Sorry. You know, I'll teach you how to box. You know, during the lockdown, one day I told our son, Noah, I want to take pictures. So I took the boxing gloves and I posed like that. I was sending a message out to everybody out there. At the same time, I was trying to make people laugh because, you know, everywhere was gloomy then. But you see a pastor with boxing gloves, you wonder, what's come upon this man? I was trying to make people laugh. But at the same time, I was sending a message, don't mess with me. I fly like a butterfly and sting like a bee. But don't say what that guy said. I'm not mentioning his name. He said he's the greatest of all. Until the greatest one showed him who is the greatest. You know, please don't take the place of God. God never shares his glory. That's why ultimately every divine innovation is to bring glory to God, not to you. I dedicate this SD 2020 game to the glory of God. I can tell you the whole story. At the end of it, God gave me the idea. It is to his glory, to his credit. Okay? All right? So let's compare, and I will just run through and I'll round up. Okay? What did Jesus need to create divinely, to divinely innovate? Look at it. Okay? If you can bring the slide up. The one that says, what does What did Jesus need? Not how strong I am. That's the bottom of my slide. Okay? Please go up, 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 go up. Not that one. Go down. 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 You are going up. Down. No, you are too fast. Just follow me step by step. Please be innovative. You know, one of the things I like about our media team now, because when we came out of the lockdown, I said, look, we've got to get the children now involved in the things we do in church. Get them to be behind the media. Get them to be behind the camera. The things our children do, my goodness gracious Lord, you'll be shocked. One of the children did a presentation during the Project Isaiah presentation, did the slide. Zara, I said, Zara did this. Zara, how old is Zara? 11. Awesome God. Listen, don't block your children's creativity. If you want to remain in the old school, stay in the old school. Okay? But please, let the children express their creativity. So we have children now in the media. We have the, what's his name now? Andrews. We have the Oreoluwas. Please celebrate these children. All these things you are seeing, it's been done by a child. Okay, go down now. I've just praised you. I've just praised you now. Don't disappoint me. Yeah, go down. Go down. Who's doing that? I think that's Andrew. Give me a thumbs up. Who's that? Who's changing it? He's an adult. Okay. Go down. If it was a child, I would struggle. Just joking. Please let's celebrate Dr. Jojo. Dr. Jojo! Dr. Jojo, PhD. PhD in what? Please, what's your PhD in? She has forgotten. What did somebody say there? PhD in management. What was your PhD thesis on? Please give her a microphone. Let the whole world hear. I'm advertising you because they're going to beg you to come and create solutions with your PhD. Please, I'm talking up. Please, put camera on me. I'm advertising Dr. Jojo. She divinely innovated her thesis, and her thesis is titled
How Entrepreneurs Get Resources from Social Media.
Say it slowly. Say it with a heavenly accent. How?
How entrepreneurs
get
resources from social media. Get
resources from
social media.
Social media. Entrepreneurs get resources from social media. Some of us, all we are getting from social media, we are looking for likes. Oh, I just ate food. Look at it. And then everybody like. And when Uche doesn't like it, Uche, what's your problem? I posted food. Why are you my enemy? No, the same social media, Dr. Jojo, will teach you how to entrepreneurially create a business. Please celebrate Dr. Jojo. Her name is Dr. Josephine Gaza. If you want to see her, see me. I appoint myself today as her publicity. And my rate is 20% cut of every consultation. Okay. Okay, that's Dr. Jojo. Thank you for showing up. All right, Dr. Jojo now. Let's move together. Okay. On the same social media, you go there and get business ideas, not likes. Just wear a new shirt. Like. And then you are checking. You wake up every morning. The first thing, how many likes? Are you living for likes? You just want people to like you? Listen, I don't want people to like me. I want people to love me. Okay. All right. Down, Jojo. 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 Okay. I think I sent you that's the slide from last week. Yeah, I sent you a new slide today. That's not the slide. What happened to the internet? The slide I was looking for, what did Jesus... Okay, I'll talk about it. What did Jesus need for that divine innovation of turning water to wine? Number one, his mother, Mary, is his mother that knew him. You need to know Jesus to be able to go to him and ask for help. He was a guest at that wedding, and he was being treated as a guest. Listen, the fact that Jesus is present where you are does not mean you won't have problems. If you treat him as a guest, you will be subject to whatever you serve him. But if you treat him as the Lord, he will manifest his glory. He was there all along as a guest, and he watched the water finish. The wine. He didn't do nothing. And listen, if they had shut down that wedding party, that would have been it. And be sure that next day on social media, brother Zachariah and sister Josiah, what an embarrassing wedding. They invited us. They didn't plan well. God, may my own never be like that. That's the prayer people will be praying. But someone who knew Jesus did not save this couple from an embarrassment. Went to the Jesus she knew and said, Jesus, they don't have wine. And you know what? What Jesus said was so interesting. What's that got to do with me? My time has not come. His time had not come, truly. But listen, every time you invite Jesus as Lord, becomes the time. It becomes the time. You invite eternity into your own chronological time situation. It brings eternity and it becomes the time. Every time Jesus shows up becomes the time. Oh, it's not time for me to get married. Who told you? Introduce Jesus. There's one thing he does. God collapses time. It collapses. Let me give an example. A man was paralyzed, Uche, 38 years. So when you count the chronological calendar, 38 years. Excuse me, how long did it take Jesus to heal him? He collapsed 38 years. And he only told him, why have you been lying down here? The guy started talking, you know, this water, you know, the angel falls, whoever comes in first gets healed. I have no man to throw me in. When I try to get in, somebody gets healed, gets there before me and gets healed. And Jesus, the master innovator, shows up. And he said, arise, take up your bed, walk. He collapsed 38 years of paralysis with less than TikTok seconds. The guy took his bed and walked home. 38 years collapsed in one word. That's what Jesus does. That is what Jesus does. Now look at it. He saved the couple from embarrassment. So you need a Mary that knows Jesus. So you need to know Jesus for you to divinely innovate. Number two, so that's on my slide. I don't know if I sent them the wrong slide. Sorry? Okay, don't worry. All right, so you need Jesus himself? The pot is for cleansing. No, the water is for washing. Jesus, what are you talking? Let me tell you what stands between you and your creativity, your brain, what you know. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. I've got a master's degree. I've got a PhD. Please drop it. And be ready. God, I know nothing except what you reveal. And I'm ready to do what you tell me. Have you heard the word impossible before? Have you gone to the doctors before? We've checked you. It is impossible. You cannot be healed. This cannot happen. It won't happen. We celebrate all our doctors. Thank God for the limited knowledge they have through research, through years and years. We recognize all that. God bless you. Please celebrate all the doctors online, offline, no line. But excuse me, A doctor who has enough common sense will tell you we can only treat you, but it's God who heals. We can only diagnose, look at your symptoms. Do you realize, Dr. Lucky? Dr. Lucky is another PhD. PhD in what? Network security. So if they want to break my network, you will secure it. I'm advertising people today. What does that mean? In a nutshell. Just like what I said. Bro, I don't just want network solved. I want my net worth to increase. Okay? All right. Now, what was I saying? Sorry? Doctors. You two, you are doing PhD, isn't it? PhD in what? In what? Fault analysis of a wind turbine. So when the wind is blowing, you will stop the wind. Why did you will create something that will help us look after Storm Franklin. Franklin, there was a storm named after you. We were talking in my house. What sort of innovation is that? That's Franklin. Storm Franklin just hit us in the UK. Franklin, how dare you? Anyway, jokes apart. You have to recognize that your knowledge is limited. Whatever you know, whatever research, that is why research keeps on going. And let me tell you the greatest discovery about research. Research only comes back to confirm to us what the Word of God has said thousands of years ago. There's nothing new under heaven. We are just discovering. And that's what divine innovators do. They discover the things God has placed on this earth. Look at so many ideas. Look at so many creative things people are coming up with. Okay, where did the water come from? Where would the pot come from that Jesus used? There were things on the earth, common, normal, day-to-day things you and I see. But when God gives you, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you don't see a water pot, you don't see water, H2O, you see wine. You begin to see beyond what everybody sees. It's called insight. Do you know what Jesus said? I don't do anything except what I see my Heavenly Father do. Listen, it works with healing. Are you sick in your body? Are you sick in your mind? I pray God will help you to see that God has paid the price for your healing. I pray you will see that beyond what you are feeling, we are not denying the fact that that lump is there, that tumor is there. We are not denying it. When Jesus will heal anybody, Jesus never said, no, he doesn't have a headache. No, he's not lame. I don't know where we learned our own faith from. In Jesus' name, it's my enemy that is sick. It's you that is sick. We know you are feeling headache. Your head is throbbing. Acknowledge it. My head is throbbing, but by the stripes of Jesus, Jesus paid for this headache. In the name of Jesus, headache, go. You acknowledge it, and then you speak the truth of the Word of God to it. That is faith. Faith does not ignore facts. Faith speaks the truth of the Word of God to what is a fact. Doctors have said it. They said it's impossible. We acknowledge. Yes, humanly speaking, it is impossible. But it is written that things that are impossible with mankind, it is possible with God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I've been told this is impossible. But your word says you can do what is impossible. In the name of Jesus, manifest your glory and turn this situation around. Please lay your hands on yourself, anybody. Those watching online, I rebuke every sickness. I rebuke that pain. I rebuke that headache. I rebuke that sickness. I rebuke that doctor's report. It's written. Yes, we acknowledge it. Medically proven, certified, you cannot be healed. Nothing can be done. But I speak the word of the Lord to you right now. I rebuke from the very root cause of that disease, everything that is making you not to be at ease, we uproot it now in the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus. We send the word of healing to you. The word of God never returns to him void, but accomplishes what he pleases, prospers whereunto he sends it. We send the word of the Lord to you. Now, you are healed, made whole, every whit whole. Your whatever, if the root cause of that sickness is sin, by the stripes of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, by the word of the Lord, he forgives all iniquities, he heals all your diseases. Let the word of the Lord begin to manifest, take root, and be confirmed as a sign and wonder in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Let me just quickly round up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's go to the next miracle, and I'll just tell you the pattern. It was in John chapter 6, Dr. Uche. Another embarrassing situation. Thousands of people, Jesus was preaching, and they had no food. The next thing, look at this pattern again. Jesus said, feed these people. They said, no, we can't feed them. Humanly speaking, it's not possible. Okay, what do you have? Oh, there's a small boy here. He has 5 loaves, 2 fishes. Okay? And then, but what is that? It's impossible. What did Jesus need at that point? He needed servants. He needed a little boy who's ready to surrender. Because listen, I know boys. I know young people. I know children. Unless you train them very well, one of the first things a children will say is, mine. It's difficult taking something away from a child. They will struggle. They will scream. Even the baby. You take something from a child. A small boy has 5 loaves, 2 fishes. Excuse me, if I was that boy, I'm not sure. Immediately they were asking, who has food here? I'll just hide it. Put it under my. Put it there. Oh, the guy could have swallowed it quickly. Excuse me. Or the boy, some smart boys, I've met them, children. They will sell the food to you. They will sell the fish. They are called selfish. They will sell the fish. Okay, you want the fish? I will sell it. Business opportunity. But no, the boy surrendered his all. Ready to obey the master's decree. Okay? What's the next thing he gives? And Jesus told the disciples, listen, tell all the men to sit down. My goodness, the day my eyes opened, lucky. And he said, after he multiplied, I'm jumping now, he gave the food, they served only the people who were sat down. Which means that at some point, when that chaos, you know the way it is when there's trouble, everybody's running. Ah, who do we know? Ah, okay, some of us will just brave it. Let's go to the town, next town. We can't stay here, we'll die. We're following Jesus to this desert. We are hungry. Jesus, when you finish your crusade, meet us in town. They will run. But the men who sat down were the ones who were served. Are you ready to sit down? Are you ready to surrender? Look at the ingredients again. And what did Jesus use to feed the 5,000? The 5 loaves, 2 fishes that was there. It wasn't manufactured. It was a small boy's lunch. The purpose of that lunch was not to feed 5,000. It was for the boy. Jesus went against the norm. Divine innovation. People, I can go on and on, but I want us to end today. What is it you have in your hands? Do you see the possible in the impossible? Let's bow our heads, people. Let's talk to the Lord. Does your life relate? Is that relatable? Your wine has finished. Something has ended in your life. You've come to your wit's end. You're going through a rough patch. You're wondering. Life has not been nice to you. You got to be, your marriage has crumbled. Your home wrecked. You fear for the future of your child. You fear even for your own future. I've come to introduce Jesus to you. If you're watching online, just afresh, just say, Lord Jesus, come into my situation. Not as a guest, come as Lord. Lord means you own me. You are my master. You are my maker. That's what Lord means. I invite you. You are no longer a guest. He's a guest when all you know is about him, but you've never experienced him. He's around you. Things are going wrong. The fact that Jesus is present around you does not mean things won't go wrong, people. But when you invite him, what was wrong, he manifests his glory. You can't sleep at night. You have been oppressed. You have been attacked. Invite Jesus. Surrender. Lay it all. Lay it all. Lay it all today. Let today be the day you say, you know, I have fought, I have struggled, I've done everything I know medically, I've done everything I know psychologically, I've done everything, I've taken every prescription, I've observed all the medical routines they've told me. My condition is getting worse and worse. The woman with the issue of blood was there. Physicians, they diagnosed, they took her money, they treated, nothing changed. I'm saying right now, maybe you're online, you're here, that issue of blood ends now in the name of Jesus, because you have invited Jesus into that situation. That medical condition in your body, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen, God is telling me that someone, you don't believe God, but he says he will manifest so that you will believe him. Listen, just like he did in that place in the Cana of Galilee, that was when the disciples believed him, when they saw that miracle. In the name of Jesus, I pray a miracle beyond every shadow of doubt into your life. You will see it. It will be like a dream, saith the Lord. Like a dream. In the name of Jesus, please pray. Everybody talk about all over. Pray. You want a miracle. You want the situation to change. It ends today, 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 today. You've been told, oh, you just stepped into this country. You cannot, you have to take, you know, stay by the queue, do this, do all manner of things that everybody's doing. You are different. Ask God for a miracle. Miracle, a sign, a wonder. In the name of Jesus,